AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump insists the U.S. is talking with Iran, naming Steve Witkoff, son-in-law Jared Kushner, along with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We're in negotiations right now. They're doing it along with Marco, J.D. We have a number of people doing it. And the other side, I can tell you, they'd like to make a deal.
Iran has denied it in negotiations, but John Gambrell reports.
In the last day, we have seen an increased flurry of activity that involves Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi calling a series of countries around the region. And officials that have spoken to the Associated Press describe Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey really leading the charge and trying to get some forward momentum on what Trump said.
Airstrikes battered Iran again today while it fired a dozen missile barrages at Israel, and missiles from Lebanese militants also triggered air raid sirens there. In financial markets, oil prices were rising again. Brent crude up 4.6% to settle above $104 per barrel. On Wall Street, the main stock indexes wobbled to a lower close, the Dow down 84 points or 0.2%. The S&P dropped 0.4, the Nasdaq 8. On Capitol Hill, senators are working on a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown. It's led to long waits at airport security checkpoints, with TSA workers going unpaid and hundreds quitting. Federal investigators say a runway warning system didn't sound an alarm before an Air Canada jet and a fire truck collided at New York's LaGuardia Airport. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy.
Our aviation system is incredibly safe because there are multiple layers of defense built in to prevent an accident. So when something goes wrong, that means many, many things went wrong.
The two pilots were killed and several passengers injured in Sunday night's incident. This is AP News. Sagar Magani reports President Trump's done the very thing he's urging Congress to severely restrict.
The president has voted by mail in a Florida special legislative election, days after again ripping mail-in voting as cheating.
We're the only country in the world that does it that way, corrupt as hell.
Though several European democracies are among the dozens of countries using some form of mail-in balloting, the president's pushing Congress to pass the SAVE Act, which among other things would bar universal mail-in voting. Aides say the president's issue is not with individual voters who may not be able to get to a polling place. Still, in his case, early in-person voting ran through Sunday when he was still at his South Florida estate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida's holding three special elections today for state legislative seats. There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.